The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Remember Jim Baker?
He's one of those evangelists who I thought he crawled away with his tail between his legs in defeat.
And went to jail.
Right. Tammy Faye Baker.
So remember, he went to jail and he had this...
Morningside Church. Right. That whole thing. Okay.
Yeah. It was PTL.
Right.
And in Charlotte, it was a huge thing because PTL Club was in Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
And it was like the biggest attraction in the South, you know, next to Disney World. So right. He was a big, big thing. So now he's got his own show again.
Is Jessica Hahn on it with him?
So he's got a new woman on the show with him, and nonstop they're peddling this food bucket.
Oh, I've seen this. Right. It's like for end times, right? It's like these food buckets that when the end time comes, you can at least have food when you shelter in place.
And now it is the end of
times. You know, for days and days and days, people will be thanking you and saying, boy, I'm sure glad my parents gave you this.
Isn't it like pancake batter? Isn't it like lots of pancakes?
Right. You know,
it's
I have enough food probably for 15 years.
1,500 pancakes.
Oh, okay.
Family, I don't know. You know,
we're talking food buckets that they will deliver to your house, and they're like $500 a piece.
These buckets can be used, like if you live in the city.
I can't do carbs. Thank you, though.
7 years of food you can get for $3,500.
That's dessert.
But I can just go buy Aunt Jemima. I can buy boxes and boxes of Aunt Jemima for cheaper.
$2,500, you can get 6 buckets delivered to your house.
Who's doing this?
For an hour, he's peddling this crap. I'm sitting here watching it. And what you can do with the buckets, too, is when it is the end of time, you can eat all this stuff, and then you can sit on the bucket, and it can be like a chair.
You know, he says things at a time when we're sitting here holding this.
He paid Jessica Hahn $279,000 to be quiet.
Did they make it hot?
This is so good.
People are buying this food bucket crap.
The flavor is amazing.
He was convicted of fraud.
And people are applauding them eating this crap.
He embezzled $3.4 million.
Yes.
Made this because the chef puts a lot of cream. It looks like they made this with a lot of cream.
He still owes $6 million to the Internal Revenue Service.
And he started eating it and he said, this is really good.
Oh, it's good to know that.
What is this?
This is a live studio audience talking about how great this food bucket is.
Potatoes, just plain, no onions, no olives, no nothing.
Right.
And no spices to speak of. And this had just the right amount.
You know, you realize he's going to be indicted again because he made some false claims, medicinal claims about COVID. So they're about to throw him in prison again.
Well, what he was doing is he was selling this stuff called silver, and that cures coronavirus.
The Federal Trade Commission and the Food and Drug Administration like brought hellfire down on him.
Another thing that starts with P. People.
What's with the music?
I don't know.
Well, they pee and they, we won't say the other
they
word.
They pee?
Okay?
People poop.
What are you going to do with the doo-doo?
Oh, my God. Is that real?
What are we
gonna, you flush it down a toilet. What's
no,
he talking
you put
about?
It in a bucket.
What?
And people go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Wait. He's selling us buckets to pee and poop in?
Yeah, so when you're done with the food, you can pee and poop in it.
Oh, that's so gross.
That's nasty.
Oh, this is the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life. He's lost his damn mind. He did have a stroke. That's insane.
Okay, did he have the stroke or did I have the stroke today because I was watching it? I couldn't turn it off because he's selling 7 buckets for $3,000.
So after you eat the food in them, you're supposed to poop in them?
You poo in them because where else are you going to put the poop?
And then do you send it back to him? And does he clean it out and give you new food?
No. See, the thing is, too, is now he's selling a small shovel with the bucket so you can bury the poo. So you can buy a Jim Baker shovel to bury the poo.
No, we are
raising the kids, and we used to check their
order one now. You must. To check your kids. I have to see this in person. You've got to order one of these.
Isn't that true, Dr. Paul?
I got to make you eat it.
I can't have carbs.
$2,500 for...
People get ready.
Oh, here we go.
He's going to sing to us.
Wow. That's good.
Are you prepared?
There's people with gas masks on.
No, they have gas masks?
The
signs are all here. You see it in the air.
Okay, can you stop this for a second? This is a Curtis Mayfield song.
Right.
He's going to get sued now by the Curtis Mayfield people. By the...
No, he's got a band. State. The band's doing this song.
No, it doesn't matter. This song belongs to Curtis Mayfield. You can't just use this song and promote yourself with it. You got to buy the rights to it. That's going to be the next lawsuit you hear. The estate of Curtis Mayfield is suing him.
And what about the pancake people? Should they sue him too?
And by the way, this song is about the civil rights movement.
Oh,
it's
it is?
Been, yeah, it's been done by Bob Marley. It was written by Curtis Mayfield. It's about Martin Luther King Jr. It was the anthem for the civil rights movement. He has some balls.
It has nothing to do with food buckets.
No, it doesn't. Wow, that's shameful. Send that guy back to prison fast.